This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
We're at an amazing event today. We're in Glasgow Emirates Arena. It's Have a Go Day from British Blind Sport in association with Scottish Disability Sport today. And joining me now is Jason. Jason, would you mind doing a quick introduction?
Hi, I'm Jason. I work for Sight Scotland Veterans. I'm a veteran community lead, and my job is to get our veterans more active and into sports.
Why do you think sport is so important?
It's good for people's mental health, it's good to socialise, and it's just amazing for the guys to get involved with, you know.
Have you been to an event like this before, or is it your first time?
I've not been to this event before, no, this is the first time and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, great. Any other expectations? Are you going to give a go to any of the sports, or are you just going to assist?
I'm looking forward to the curling.
I've been eyeing it up as well, actually.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward. We're looking to buy one of these curling sets. So,
oh, that's amazing.
Yep. And the goal ball, I'm really, really interested. So
you're not scared? The ball flies quite fast.
No, I've seen it, but I've not seen it live, actually, so I'm looking forward to it today, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jason.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Stuart White.
Why are you here today, Stuart?
I'm just here to see what other activities I got for the blind.
And what have you tried anything before? Any sports? Do you
do
sport regularly?
Yeah, I go to the Glasgow Tandem.
Oh, nice.
Cycling.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do enjoy that. I do that every fortnight.
Oh, wow. Is it difficult? It doesn't look easy.
It depends if you're going uphill or downhill.
So does it mean you just let your pilot do all the pedalling and you could just relax?
No, you get encouraged to pedal.
And is there a particular sport you're hoping to try today?
Judo, yes.
Judo, yeah. Really?
And I also play the goal ball, so...
Oh, nice. Are you good at goal ball? Can you really fling the ball really hard? Okay, so will people have to judge you?
Yeah.
Are you scared of judo?
I've never tried it, so I might be a bit nervous.
You should be fine. It's all about safely landing, so I'm sure they'll show you how to do it. So if you had to describe your emotions at the moment, or like how you're feeling, what words would you use?
A little nervous.
Nervous, yeah. Excited?
Yep.
Any plans to celebrate after? You're going to go for a nice lunch?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Stuart.
So we've got some goal ball guys from the Glasgow Goal Ball Club. We've got Scottish curling here, which I know everyone's super excited about, and even I'm trying to get on this blow-up rink that's in the middle here. We've got judo guys from Judo Scotland. We've got the Glasgow tennis guys at the top end, and Scottish athletics as well. So plenty of activities for you guys to have a go at today. I want to stop talking now because it's not something I like doing, but I'm just going to hand over to Kirsten Taylor. Kirsten was in the same position as you guys were in about 2016. Was it, Kirsten?
Yeah.
2016, Kirsten came to a Have a Go Day a little bit like this one. She found a love for judo and she's now on her way to Paris 2024.
My name's Kirsten Taylor and I do judo.
You've been assisting Steve today on the mats. How was it?
It was good. All the kids are really enthusiastic, which is nice.
We spoke earlier and you said that many years ago you attended one of these events. It inspired you to basically become a judoka that travels the world, goes to Tokyo and beyond, and goes to these amazing events and competes. How was it, I guess, in a way inspiring young people today? Because that was, we just saw the youngest group here really get into it.
It kind of gives them an idea of what they can aim for, because for some of them the idea of Tokyo is like, what? That's a place we can go there? So it's nice to be able to be like, that is a thing you can aim for, and those opportunities are out there.
Do you think they were a little bit shy around you? Because obviously you have your professional looking blue judoka with your name and everything. You're looking very professional in it. So do you think the kids were a little bit intimidated, or a bit like, ooh?
I think they were a bit odd.
They definitely had fun though. And
oh yeah, they were having a great time.
do you think you would want to see more kids do it? Because I feel like you don't often think about kids doing like martial arts or things like that, but it's a great sport.
Yeah, definitely. I wish I sort of had the opportunity to start it when I was younger, but I just didn't realise it was a thing.
So you're moving about the mat. Hajime, let's go.
Stop,
you can get down, just back up. Down your bum. Back up again. Back for your judo dancing. Yeah. Good girl, get back up. Get moving.
Glenn Glenn, Head of Development, Scottish Disability Sport.
Ian Isham, Head of Sport Development, British Blind Sport. The event's been going really well today, and there's been a lot of energy in the room, a lot of laughter as well, which is always a good sign at these events, people enjoying themselves. And there's a wide range of sports people try out, which is kind of the main thing for this, is to give people lots of opportunity and for them to have fun doing it.
Absolutely. You can see today, just across the halls, you know, lots of opportunities, wide range of sports, wide range of ages, so people enjoying the sport as well, which is great to see. Lots of laughter throughout all age groups as well. And the important thing as well is that positive introduction to sport and physical activity, but also the next step as well. So the SDS regional managers will then follow up with each individual and say, what was it you liked about the event and what can we support you to get involved in your local area?
I don't want to be making you too competitive, but I have seen a lot of people who are here today trying or giving a go to curling because we have that amazing inflatable ring. Did you guys try it? Did you have a bit of a competition?
I don't like to brag or boast about it, but I've played two games so far and I am 2-0 up. So I took on Josh from Scottish Disability Sport and I did win that. But I don't, you know, it was about taking part. We both enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And I got absolutely tronched by Joe Butterfield, Paralympian, so who's in the GB squad at the moment. So I get beaten, I'm afraid. That's okay.
We're going to have a go at floor curling today. Obviously, we have no ice, although sometimes it is cold enough in Glasgow. Right now, in here, it's warm, so we are floor curling. Obviously, floor curling and ice curling is different. These stones are a lot lighter. They're made of granite on the ice, and they are heavy. So this will just give you a good understanding, a good feeling of what curling is, where we're trying to get to, etc, etc.
Today was really good. I really liked it.
And would you do it again?
Yes.
What's your favourite sport you did today?
I think it's probably judo.
Judo, yeah. Was it the teacher Steve? He was amazing, right?
Yeah.
Did you throw your brother on the mats a lot?
Yeah.
So you guys tussling there?
Yeah.
And what's your brother's name?
Lincoln.
Hi, Lincoln. How did you enjoy it today?
Good.
Yeah?
Pretty fun.
What's your favourite one? Was it judo as well?
Yeah.
Yeah? You going to do it again?
Yeah.
Sammy, did you enjoy it today?
Yes.
What was your favourite sport?
Tennis.
Tennis. Do you do any sports right now? And you do dancing. That's amazing. Thank you. And who else do we have here? What's your name?
John.
John, what was your favourite sport today?
The curling.
The curling, that was my favourite as well. Were you good? Did you win?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Did you beat Sammy?
No.
Yeah, you did? No, you didn't.
Did you beat your dad?
Yeah.
You've beaten your dad. Well, that's really good. You're going to get a reward today? You're going to celebrate?
Maybe.
Would you like to introduce yourself? What's your name?
Effie.
What was your favourite sport today, Effie? What did you enjoy the most? Was it the judo or the curling or tennis?
Curling.
Did you do really well? Did you play with your dad?
Yeah? And your mum.
And your mum. Did you beat them? Were you better than your parents?
Yeah. Twice.
And what would you... Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Yes. And who was your favourite teacher? I won't tell. Did you like your judo teacher or your tennis teacher?
Judo.
Teacher Steve.
Yeah. But I think Daniel as well was showing Effie quite a few things.
Daniel.
The boy that was with the judo guys.
Yes.
And he was great as well, wasn't he?
Did you throw him a lot on the mat? Yeah?
You were both throwing each other, weren't you?
And that is a wrap on today's Have a Go Day from British Blind Sport in collaboration today with Scottish Disability Sport. Joining me now is Vicky Cook. So all in all, how do you think the day went?
The day's been fantastic. This has been a long journey. I started prepping for this, I would say, September last year. So it's been a long time coming, but this is probably the biggest event that I've held in my role at British Blind Sport, so it's fantastic to be able to do it in such an incredible venue as well.
And I believe you have some more events coming up. I think it's 16 more events this year, so if we wanted to find out more about what's coming up or what's available around us locally, where do we go?
British Blind Sport work nationally, so this is a bit of a touring roadshow. You can find out about all of those events on the British Blind Sport website. Following this event, Scottish Disability Sport and us are going to collab to make sure that all the participants can find out about their local sporting opportunities from this. And also, if you haven't been to this event but want to get involved in sport, again, Scottish Disability Sport can signpost you in the right direction for your sporting journey.
Yeah, and that's in Scotland, and if you're in the rest of the UK, of course, British Blind Sport is your website to visit and find out everything that's
available.
Yeah,
definitely. Everything's on the website. We also have a hotline where we've got a very small team, so any questions that get asked get answered very, very quickly. A very dedicated team that know their stuff really well. We have an activity finder on our website, so you can pop your postcode into that and you can find out about any inclusive opportunities locally to you.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you good luck on all the other events. It seems like you're going to be very busy.
Yeah, very busy, but it's always a good day to see lots of smiling, happy faces, so it's fantastic.
Well, Vicky Cook, Participation Officer with British Blind Sport, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.